It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and this is news that you can use from CarEdge for Friday, April 26th, with your hosts, me, Ray, and, well, that handsome fella, Zach. How you doing this morning, handsome?
Happy Friday. I am doing A-okay, one day closer to the weekend. We're going to dig in just a moment, folks, with some major news from Hertz. Before we do, today's show brought to you by us, CarEdge.com. Our end of month sale is ending soon. If we can help you out in any way, shape, or form, please give us the opportunity to. No dealers, no hassle, serious savings. I like what we got going on there. Dad, Hertz is shocking industry.
Wait. I need to ask a question. Our end of the month sale is ending soon, but not at the end of the month? I love you.
The end of the month sale runs a little bit through the end of the month. Thanks for calling me out, Dad. Hertz reports $392 million loss as it unwinds Tesla fleet. The downward pressure on EV pricing taking a toll on Hertz, who previously had gone all in with Tesla, allocating billions of dollars to purchase Teslas. They have now at Hertz dedicated another 10,000 units to be going to the wholesale auctions and trying to liquidate them. Down go EV prices and Hertz, Dad.
Yes.
Hertz a lot. I like your headline. Yeah.
That's what it's
What do you make of this, man? Their earnings just came out and they are effed.
Well, I saw their stock was down by 20%. Listen, you know, it's like going to the casino. Okay? Big business is just like going to the casino, and you hope that through your experiences that you have the edge and the casino doesn't. Well, in that casino known as EVs and Teslas for Hertz, Tesla had the edge. Hertz did not. So it was like going in and saying, I want to put my life savings on red when you play roulette. And, well, it comes up black. So there you have it. Whoosh, your savings goodbye. Listen, they made a bet. It was the wrong bet. They're paying for it now. Who knows? Maybe they end up in bankruptcy yet again. You know, because it is possible to go bankrupt any number of times and come back out of it because other people give you more money because you've come up with this plan. You know, but we all make mistakes. We do.
I've been clicking around over here because on the CarEdge car search, I went to resources, dealer reviews. I searched for Hertz, found them, and now we are viewing all of Hertz's Teslas for sale right now that they are selling, not the ones going to auction. These are like the cream of the crop because Hertz liquidates
the good ones.
Yeah. Can you actually explain that, Dad? How do rental car companies liquidate their fleets? Can you explain that one?
Well, you know, rental car companies that have their own sales channels. They keep the good rental cars that they pulled out of fleet for their sales locations. And the poopy ones, the really poopy ones, well, they go to the auction or various auctions, and then other dealers buy them up. And customers then get to buy cars that the rental car companies said, I wouldn't try and sell this. So the ones they're keeping are the good ones. The ones that are going to the auction are less than good. So it only hurt the customers a little bit.
And to be clear, Hertz had said earlier this year they were going to liquidate 20,000 of their Teslas. And then the news yesterday was they increased their expected loss and an additional 10,000 Teslas are going to be liquidated. So let's just take a quick peek, man. Let's just look at a few of these. 38,000 miles, 44,000 miles, 20,000 miles, all these prices, obviously, in the mid, low 20s. And yeah, you can see these are upside down Hertz photos for you, folks. Let's click on one of them.
You know what's interesting? You know, Hertz said that they were having a tough time actually renting these vehicles. Well, if that's the case, how'd they get so damn many miles on them for a one-year-old car? Are these cars that perhaps were rented to Uber for their Uber drivers? Because I believe that was a program for a while.
120 days on market, man. They've been trying to liquidate this thing for 120 days.
They need to try harder.
They need to lower the price more, right? Like, that's the only thing that that says.
Yes, yes. If somebody hasn't bought it yet, it's because the price isn't low enough for them to say yes yet. So, yeah, they need to lower the price. And, you know, saying that they're going to anticipate this further loss because they put 10,000 more Teslas in that they're going to relieve themselves of between now and the end of the year. Write them down. Lower those prices $3,000-$4,000. Get rid of them. Doesn't matter at this point. You're already taking the hit. Your stockholders are taking the hit. It just drop the price, you know, automatically. Hey, we were stupid. We're going to drop the price another $5,000 and then you'll get rid of them.
Do you think they'll do that, Dad? I mean, do they have a choice? I guess they have to, right?
Well, they always have a choice. You could either keep them forever or you could lower the price until the price is low enough that somebody says, okay, I'll take it. That's their choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have choices.
Do you think we'll see more of them try and go to the retail markets, or do you think more of them are going to try and go to, you know, like wholesale, like the auctions?
I think at this point, they'll just send them to the auctions. I mean, they're proving fairly conclusively that they can't sell them out of their locations. Well, let somebody else try.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take your loss. Okay. Move on with life. Take them to the auction. Lose whatever it is you're going to lose and move on with life. And you don't have to deal with them anymore. You made a mistake.
Talking about losses, it's not just a Hertz scenario right now. AutoNation came out with their earnings yesterday. Yes. AutoNation Q1 net income falls 34%. Company to buy back $1 billion in stock. That's one way to increase your stock price. Dad, we have seen car dealers, so Hertz obviously hurting because of all those Teslas they bought that they're now liquidating, but also AutoNation, we covered other auto dealer groups earlier in the week, struggling mightily from a profit perspective. Now, that being said, they're coming down from Mount freaking Everest. Yes. They were making the most money they've ever made per unit over the past couple of years. But this is another good sign for consumers.
Well, it is. And you need to realize that AutoNation is the second largest publicly traded car company out there, retail car company out there. And for their net income to fall 34%, that says a lot because their sales were actually up, but their gross profit per vehicle sold, both new and pre-owned, dropped significantly. And it just shows that obviously they are discounting their prices more than they had been previous to this. That's why their gross profit's less. And I get it. These dealers aren't lowering the prices enough or fast enough because of the way they had increased the prices as quickly as they did during the shortages. And so, yes, as the buying public, we would like to see them come down further and faster. But this is just additional proof that the gross profits are indeed coming down. Dealers are more motivated than they have been in quite some time to make deals, to get rid of their inventory. It's just another proof point that even though prices aren't coming down as fast as the general public would like, they are indeed coming down.
New car prices are coming down. That's obviously what AutoNation's data shows. Used car prices are coming down. That's what AutoNation's data shows as well. Obviously, the Hertz news also demonstrates that. The macro data we look at from Black Book and others, Manheim, right? We were looking at the average used EV retail price back in September of 2022 is $63,000. The average used retail price for an EV today, $33,000. ICE vehicles have also come down a little bit, more like $2,000 over that period of time, not $30,000. And Dad, I don't know if you saw it. I posted it here on the Car Edge YouTube community page. Did you see this offer on new 2023 Ford F-150s? $10,000 off MSRP plus 1.9% APR. I mean, this is, talk about a big incentive. I mean, Usually you can't stack them, folks. You can stack them deep and sell them cheap if they're a Ford F-150 at 2023.
No, that's another proof point that dealers understand there's an issue. There's an affordability issue with some of these vehicles. Ford understands that they shipped way too many 2023s very late in the model year, and their dealers are having a tough time getting rid of them. So that Ford has to step up and create more compelling incentives for people to consider them. If, let's just say, the average transaction price for a Ford F series is $67,000.
$66,000.
So you get 10% or 10,000 off. So you're at $56,000 plus fees. So you're up to, call it 62 grand with fees, state tax, title, license, doc fees, all that neat stuff. Let's say you put no money down and you finance it at 1.9% for 72 months. The amount of savings that you are earning using that subvented interest rate as compared to the average new car interest rate today, which is over 9%. But let's say you have really good credit, and so you might qualify for a new car rate of 7%. Do we have a calculator that we can, a payment calculator, where we could see what the interest paid would be at 7% on 62 grand versus what the interest is paid at 1.9%? For
all right, so we're looking for I know I'm getting there, Pops. I'm on a Ford F-150 Lariat. Gonna refresh this really quickly. Cool. Here we go. Let's scroll on down. 57 days supply. Interesting. All right, let's get down here to the payment calculator. So you're saying an OTD price of what, Pops?
Well, if we were doing one that normally transacted at 66 and with fees and everything, it would be 62,000 out the door.
62,000. One that normally transacted at 66, so you're saying the out the door is 62?
Well, 56, it would be 56 after the 10 grand off. So the out the door would be $62,000.
All right, so $62,000 out the door, Ford F-150.
72 months.
72 months at?
7%.
All right, we'll start at 7. $1,420 is your payment.
Okay, and I wonder how much of that is interest.
$1,420 is your payment, and then you want to go 1.9?
Yes, because that's what they're offering, 1.9 for 72 months.
$1,225.
So that's $215 a month savings times 72. That's 14 grand. Isn't it? If I did my math right. So not only did you get $10,000 off, but by stacking them, you're able to save another $14,000. So in essence, they're paying $24,000 for you to be able to buy that truck.
Wow.
So as much as people would like to say they're not coming down fast enough, that's a pretty big savings.
That's, and especially relative to where we had been.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty big savings. There are ways that you can save money and you can take advantage of these programs. And then there's other programs that you might qualify for that are stackable on top of that. If they have an owner loyalty program, that's stackable on top of it. If you're a first responder or active duty or retired military, there's additional savings for that. That's stackable on top of that. So there are ways, if you're looking to buy new vehicles, that you can save some money right now that you couldn't have in the past.
That being said, we just looked at with an incentive on a Ford F-150, you're still looking at a $1,225 a month payment. That is absurd for 72 months, folks.
If you put no money down, yes, that is correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Bronco, you're spot on. This is on the 2023s, not the 2024s.
Exactly.
You're spot on.
And that's
spot
what on. We yep. said.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Dad, I want to come here to the chat. Before I do, I want to remind everyone the data and things that we look at on CarEdge.com, accessible yes. to you folks. Please go use it. We built these tools over the past couple of years to try and empower you to negotiate a better car deal. We've got from Costas here. Thank you, Costas.
Thank you.
Hey, is there any sales or inventory on new cargo vans? I Ford Transit. Thank you. Yeah, let's look at that. Let's look at Ford Transit vans. Let me go back to results.
I know on pre-owned full-size vans, they have been some of the fastest depreciating used vehicles out there as far as what's going on at the sales, at the auctions.
I got to find which one it is here because holy cow, are there a lot of different Transit vans. Bear with me, folks. There we go. Ford, choose Transit van as the drop-down. We've got new. So there are 14,760 Ford Transit vans for sale nationwide. Let's click into a base one real quick and let's take a peek. 142 days supply. And this is in Detroit, Michigan. Mm. Definitely use this data to help make an informed decision. And hey, Mario, if you're in the chat with me here, just notice we had no data twice on two 2024 Fords. Do you mind getting with Santiago and seeing if that's a bug on our end that we can get rectified? Thank you, Mario. Appreciate you, Space. And then we've got here, Dad, from Roostifer. Thanks, Ray and Zach. Car Edge helped me level the playing field when buying a new hybrid RAV4 XSE. Got MSRP discount and a great trade in value. That's what we love to hear, man. Even for Toyotas, there are deals to be had out there.
Yes, yes. Might not be as big or as large a discount as you would like. Oh, my God. Peggy is in the house. Love you, Peggy. Making me exercise. Oh, here we go. You haven't pulled it up.
I didn't even get
yet.
To pull it up. We were on Roost before.
I saw it, and I react instantly to whatever Peggy posts. So bless her heart.
Weird dynamic developing here on the Ray and Zach channel. But Roost, for congratulations. Yes. If you get a chance, share your success story back on CarEdge.com/community coffee and Xanax. Interesting name.
Yes, yes.
Keep having patience, folks. Don't screw yourselves or your fellow consumers. Saw a 2024 Nissan Frontier on Auto Trader today for 20% off at $42,500. Nissan is struggling with an oversupply of inventory. That being said, folks, be patient if you want to be patient. There are deals to be had. It's the end of the month right now. Go get yourself a car deal. Like, there is no shame in that. Used cars, we anticipate prices coming down on used cars over the coming weeks as we get out of the spring selling season. So keep that in mind as well. I want to pull up Andrew's comment here, Pops, which is, thank you, Andrew. Looking to buy a 2020 Subaru Outback and trade in my 2018 Nissan Rogue at the same time. To maximize discounts and trade in value, is the best time to do this during Memorial Day or wait until December? Great question, because we're talking about used cars right here. What's your take on this?
You should start seeing some used car retail pricing drop around Memorial Day through July or so. Conversely, the trade allowance for yours is going to drop between Memorial Day through July. So this is one of those classic. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. The trade amount you might get today being higher would provide you with the same net amount you're going to pay in June or July when your trade amount goes down. I would take a look and see if the numbers make any sense looking at it today. And then if they don't seem to make sense to you, then wait.
Definitely. I would be looking, Andrew, I would be looking because the trade-in values I anticipate trade-in values to continue to go down this year. So I really encourage you to start looking. We've had more thoughtful contributions come in, folks. We've got another story we got to turn our attention to here in just a moment from Hector. Thank you, Hector. Gentlemen, Genesis certified pre-owned cars, are they worth it? What's your take on CPOs in general, Dad?
Well, if it is a third-party CPO, it typically has limited or no real value. If it is a manufacturer CPO program, there typically is some added value through that program, the extension of your factory warranty for X amount of miles or X amount of time. Whether or not it's a good deal, you'd have to take a look at the corresponding vehicles, see what they're going for. Genesis is still a relatively new luxury brand. Their sales continue to go up, but it is, like most luxury brands, they tend to depreciate a little quicker than non-luxury brands. You know, when you look at things like Mercedes-Benz or BMW, they tend to depreciate way more quickly. So if you can find one at a good price with a CPO in comparison to a non-CPO, you know, and it shouldn't be more than $1,500 or $2,000 more as a certified car because of that extra warranty. But, you know, run Black Book on it. See what the market conditions are where you are so that you have a much better feel at what you're looking at.
Definitely. And to be very clear, if it's a Genesis certified pre-owned vehicle, just ask them for the documentation, and that will help you make sure that you're getting a manufacturer certified pre-owned vehicle, not some third party. There are third parties now that do like their own certified inspections, but you really want the manufacturers because that gives you an extension of the manufacturer's warranty. We've got here from Fly Chomper Fly. Thank you. Brandon is seeing fewer used cars, so move now. Yeah, I think this is a good moment if you're going to sell a vehicle, because I see Igor in here saying trade now, trade now. I think he's spot on. And Mind the Drift, trying to help you keep your mind in shape. And we're really going to do endurance training today because Manuel has this, and then he says dance race. Dance, so this is endurance training.
Yeah.
Endurance training. But we've been going for about 18 seconds now.
Well, yeah, but the chair's rolling all over the place. You know, I got good wheels on the chair. Oh, yeah. Time bow, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he's getting ready for the NFL draft.
Spry young man. Melissa says, can anyone tell me why when I'm looking for a four-wheel drive vehicle and click that option on CarEdge for dealers, all-wheel drive comes up? I don't want all-wheel drive. I think, keep me honest here, Pops, all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive mean the same thing?
They do not.
Really?
They do not.
What's the difference between all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive, all the wheels are always turning. Four-wheel drive, even though all the wheels are always turning, a different proportion can be going to the front or the back, depending on conditions.
Interesting. All right, Melissa, I will tag that with the team and we'll see what we can do. I think we had a misconception that all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive were the same thing. So thank you. Yeah, thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. Learn something new every single day. All right, do you want to have a moment where you can feel like a genius?
No.
Well, we're going to do it anyway. Did you see the article on Automotive News about Dodge advertising the Hornet more? Did you see this?
You know, I saw the headline. I didn't click on it because, well, it's a Hornet. And if Hornet's sales are up, it's not because of their ads. It's because CarEdge are the only people talking about those damn cars almost on a daily basis. So send them an invoice. Send those bestards an invoice. Okay, tell them to pay up.
I'm pretty sure that our fastest and slowest selling car videos are the most exposure they've gotten for the Hornet. So I was shocked when I saw that.
We talk about them all the time and people go, what's a Hornet? Never heard of it. Never saw it. And so the secret is to have like a 12-year-old kid behind the wheel, okay, telling his dad, yeah, what you need is more torque. Okay, well, if I want more torque, I'll talk to my wife. She'll get me torqued up. Yeah, I'll be good now.
The other one that I thought was super interesting, Dad, is Automotive News today. This has really got to be kidding me without really got to be kidding me. Quality woes hurt Ford earnings. It's like, yeah, no. Anyway, I can't say it. But yeah, of course, we were talking about it yesterday, the continued quality issues over at Ford. It is wild. Again, that offer that we saw earlier for the $10,000 and 1.9%. Ford's in trouble, man.
It's not as wild as you think it is. Wise at this point. We're at the end of April. 2024. And they still have 20-some thousand 2023 F-Series pickup trucks that they need to get rid of. We're, you know, wait a little longer, and then they're just two model years old. Okay, right now they're only one model year old.
I want to get a Chinookless question here, Dad. We haven't, or comment, we haven't reached old normal yet, but I think we're getting pretty doggone close, aren't we?
Well, I think the vast majority of our listeners and viewers would suggest we're never going to get to old normal because the prices just went up way too much over that short period of time. That they'll, you just get the sense that they're never going to revert back to old normal. Will they be more normal? Yes, but they will always, moving forward, I believe, be way more expensive than what they had been in the past.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. All right, we are heading to Puerto Rico on Sunday. Diet update. Also, by the way, folks, again, caredge.com. That's the last pitch for me today. Go check it out. We appreciate everyone that supports us here on the channel and back on the website. Dad, how are you feeling? You getting excited for the trip?
Oh, I'm very excited for the trip. Most of my stuff is packed already. Wow. I figured out how to download songs from Spotify onto my Pixel tablet, as well as on my phone. I figured out how to download TV shows and movies from Netflix onto my Pixel tablet. The Pixel is packed. The base is packed, which has a speaker built into it. So we'll be able to have music wherever we'd like with that base, anywhere we are in Puerto Rico. I've got very little left to pack up. I mean, you know, my hearing aids and I did purchase new Sennheiser earbuds.
Nice.
Because they take up less room than the Sony headphones.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have that stuff to pack up, plus my cables and everything. But it'll all fit nicely in my new Weekender bag that I bought.
All right, so obviously you're excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for all of us. I have done no packing. I will probably do it Sunday morning before our flight, but that is par for the course for me. I can't wait, Dad. I'm really excited. And I think we're going to do some shows while we're there. I don't know why we wouldn't. Like, if we got the time, like, let's do it.
I think we should do some shows. I know we can't do the show on Monday because...
Yeah, we've got a food tour. We've got a food tour. But we'll do a couple shows next week. We will definitely be here. We have so much fun doing this. We love doing it, and we love hanging out with everyone. So please
tune in. We should definitely do the show from the rum factory that we're going to, from the distillery that we're going to, because that, I mean, just that, we could be talking funny numbers.
I don't drink. Don't drink. He drinks. I don't drink. All right. Are you doing an electric show today?
We are. David Langle will be joining us to go over a recent road trip, a decent-sized road trip that he took in his ID4. So nice. We're really looking forward to that conversation today, and maybe we'll even talk about the Hertz hurting a little bit when we're on the electric show.
Sounds awesome, man. All right, well, let's sign off. Happy Friday, everyone, and we'll see you from Puerto Rico sometime next week.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe we're doing a Saturday night show this week. But if you miss us, you miss us. Well, I know for sure we're going to miss you. So
thank you, Dad, as always. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I will catch you later on, Pops. Yep. Much love.
Yep. Love you, handsome. Talk to you soon.